God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and then gently releasing. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, allow yourself to relax to the best of your ability. Be aware of any tension you may have in your body. Perhaps you feel a tightness in your shoulders. Simply take a moment and roll your shoulders and stretch as you breathe. I invite you to steady your mind. If you find yourself distracted with many thoughts, with things that have been done yesterday, or things that you still have yet to do today, I invite you to set this time aside. And as distractions come, sometimes it's helpful to visualize a stream. And the thoughts and the to-dos are like leaves that fall upon the stream. Simply acknowledge these and watch them float on by. And bring yourself back into gentle breathing. I'll be reading from Matthew 13, verses 31 to 33. As you hear these words, be aware of what images come to mind. Be aware of how you feel in response to the words that you hear. And he told them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and they perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. As you hear these words, what stands out to you? Perhaps there's places in your life that comes to mind. Moments that have seemed small and insignificant. Maybe a simple act of kindness to a coworker. A smile. A hug. A dollar for the beggar on the street. These moments appear small and insignificant. Yet what does Jesus say about these? And he told them yet another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. I invite you to imagine with God. Imagine these moments, these times when you express the kingdom of God with kindness and compassion, mercy, meekness. Imagine with God what these movements of your heart, these thoughts, what these produce in the world around us. And as we close this time together, I invite you to visualize what is next in your day. What is the place that you will be in? I invite you to visualize the people you may see. In what ways could God be inviting you to partner with Him in this next place? What could small movements of faith look like? It is a helpful, regular practice to acknowledge these graces, to walk in faith, however big or small, and to thank the Lord for these graces. For it is all a gift, a blessing.